Hey, it's Sam with the Campus Chronicle. Today we are quizzing Ben and Jaden about makeup and overall yapping. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
JJP. It's good. We're back. From Wednesday, we are back. Let's get right into it.
We've made a deal that if they talk about sports at all, I am walking out.
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
We got all of their sports fanatic stuff out of the way.
It's okay. We already got our yap out, guys. We're good. We're good. Promise you.
We'll see. I'm going to start tallying it off. I'm going to tally it off.
You got to make one for JJP and then Ben.
Okay.
Whoever does the most.
We're writing it down.
Whoever has the most sports mentions.
Man.
Okay, you just mentioned sports. You just said sports.
No,
JJ.
That doesn't count.
Yes, it does. You say the word sports.
Okay.
It counts. Okay.
Get us into our show.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I'm going to start quizzing you about makeup. Stop laughing.
Okay, thanks. Go ahead.
Okay. What do you think setting spray is?
Setting spray? Oh, like I know this.
I think it's like a spray tan cut.
No. Ding.
A spray tan?
I know this.
It's like a spray tan.
Okay, so like once you get like all your makeup on and you're like liking the vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like
everything's
good. Everything's like there. You want to like spray this, right? And then it like sets all the makeup. Like, so like it's harder to like smudge and everything. You know what I'm saying? But like it sets the makeup.
Okay, then challenge. What's a melting setting spray?
What?
Say it again.
Melting.
Melting?
A
melts on your face?
Setting spray.
Melting, like M-I-L.
M-E-L.
Okay, T. Melting, I'm gonna say that's probably to take off the setting spray. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it breaks down the setting spray so you can take off the makeup.
No, it like melts all the makeup together.
Dude, honestly, I'm probably just gonna go with Jaden on this one. I have zero idea what
but
any of this.
You did get like spray? Normal setting spray, right?
Okay.
GG's.
That's one. You done well. You got one
Ben,
point.
Ben, what's the difference between contour and bronzer?
No comment on that. I don't even know what those words mean. To be
okay, then what's contour? What do you think contour is? Think of the literal definition of like contour.
I don't know what contour means.
Who knows the real definition of that?
Are we serious?
Can I answer?
Yeah.
Contour. I think it. I've watched a couple makeup videos in my day. I think contour is like what you put like podcast is not going to hear this. So you put it like right here or like on your like close to your cheeks right here.
So like on the high points of your cheeks.
I have a
sure.
I have the
bronzer
real definition.
Bronzer. No, don't say the real definition. That's
no, you can say the definition. Of
I'll wait till you
say it.
Contour primarily refers to a Manchester-based sustainable luxury activewear brand.
Okay,
I guess it's a type of clothing.
That,
I think that's a type of clothing brand.
What's the next definition?
Oh, I just looked up contour and then that's it.
That's not how you
but
spell
in
contour.
Definition.
That's not how you spell contour.
Oh.
It goes where you want there to be shadows on your face.
Okay, bronzer is where you want the light spots to be.
Mm.
The bright spots
no.
to be.
No. That's where you want to look more
on, Gigi,
bronzed. Literally, like you want to be more glowy and darker.
Glowy
so
and darker?
Contour is like where, like bronzed. Like you want to be bronzed. For instance, I have bronzer on up here and on my nose.
Hmm.
On my forehead and my nose.
Do you see that?
No, I don't. I don't see a difference.
Yeah. That's because I did good makeup today. You can hardly tell.
Mm.
Great job. Let's clap it up for her.
That was some good stuff.
So contour is where you want shadows and bronzer is where you want it to just look bronze.
I think I know now like what that
are we understanding?
You don't remember that?
I kind of like when you like look in a mirror and you can see like the
contours of
yeah. Because all the makeup is on and
you never looked in the mirror with makeup.
Well, no, I'm saying like if somebody were to do that, then that's what it would be. Obviously, because I don't wear makeup, so, you know.
Facts. Okay.
What about blush? This one's easy.
Oh, blush is like you put it on like your cheeks or something like to make yourself
Look like those
blush.
Little circle things.
Like you know how you like natural blush? Like you would naturally blush.
Yeah.
Like if you were like if you saw like your crush or something, you naturally blush. But like you'd put like the pink and then you dab it on like your cheek or like you could put it like right here.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I see people do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you lately a trend has been putting it higher on your cheekbones.
How do you personally feel about that?
I love it.
No, you don't matter like where it is, as long as it's.
It changes the makeup look depending on where you put it. So I change where I put it too.
Like, do people put it on their nose sometimes?
Yeah, I like putting it on my nose. It just makes it like cutesy. I don't know. What makeup products do you guys know of?
Mascara.
I know blush for sure. Mascara.
Mascara. What about eyeliner?
Yeah.
Eyeliner.
They pull it out the thing and like.
Do you guys think you can make a wing?
What is that?
Make a wing?
Yeah. You don't know what a
like
wing
wings,
is?
Like wings? Like flying wings? Or?
No. Like. She did this,
like
so it's
wing.
Like something with...
like
oh, wing. Like that stuff?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Do you think you could successfully do
one.
That on
I could,
yourself?
I could successfully
like,
do it, but not
tell
good.
Me, like, what it like what is she... I'm so not like, really referring so to... Like,
if you're... Like, you get, like, a little... It's like, basically painting on your eye, right? And you have, like, a little black hair, and you want to, like, have a wing right here.
Oh.
Like, to extend your little eye thing right here. Like,
okay,
right
yeah.
here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I could probably do it, but it would look ugly.
Oh,
it would
isn't
not
it
look
where people have, like
that.
That... Yeah, where people have, like, that pen or something,
yeah,
and
they like,
yeah.
draw
yeah.
on there.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, they'd probably go up here a little bit and then, like, extend it out right
mm-hmm.
here.
Yeah, I've seen people
do
that all
the
time.
I could do it, but it wouldn't look good. It'd yeah. look really
ugly. I think people would be like, what is this guy wearing on his...
You should do your makeup one day.
Heck no, bro. Ooh. I would look like a whole new person.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Can we do that? Can we do that? We'll do both of you guys'
for
a
video.
Makeup.
I'll
video.
I'd do it.
Would you do it?
I'd do it.
Yeah.
Bro, you look
if
like
I do it, you
Michael
have to
Jackson,
do it.
Bro.
No.
But like you have to like
we'll,
match my skin tone and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, we'll get some like cheap products to match your skin tone.
Dollar Tree products.
Hey, no hate on Dollar Tree. I love Dollar
Tree.
Dollar Tree's great.
Make Dollar Tree visit.
I go there all the time, actually.
I like decorations from Dollar Tree.
They have some. There's actually one in close to where I live. I go there all the time. I great
Can
stuff.
I look up other makeup products? I know more.
I know. Okay. Mascara.
Yeah. I got one off the top of my head.
Eyeliner.
Those are the basic
what's that
ones.
Little like, how do I explain?
What's highlighter?
You want to like highlight the area.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
highlight
where
your
would
like
you
lashes.
Put
you put it like.
Your lashes?
No, or, not there.
No.
It's just like.
Where do you put it?
I have zero idea.
Like here?
You want to take a...
Yeah.
Your nose.
Like the bridge of your
right
nose.
Here, on these
high
bones.
Points of your like
yeah.
cheekbones. And then I'd say like inner corner of your eye and on your eyebrow bone. Mm. Like
I know foundation. Foundation just like the foundation of the makeup.
Yeah.
What's like, that little thing that like on? You have that
like,
it's like
you have
a,
to like match. You have to like match your skin color.
People like yeah. kind of brush it on their face. You know what I'm talking about? That thing that people like... It's like a paintbrush, but it's like for your face and stuff. People have
a makeup brush.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was.
They normally
I thought,
have multiple.
Yeah. I didn't know if they had a specific name for it, but
yeah, it's yeah. called a makeup brush. But each makeup brush is called something.
Eyeshadow.
Different.
You know.
Oh,
eyeshadow.
Yeah. Oh. Eyeshadow. Yeah.
Doesn't that go like right up here?
Well,
on
shadow
your
of
eye.
Your,
wait, you don't know where eyeshadow goes? Are we joking?
Where does it go, man?
I have zero.
Where does it go?
Yes, it goes on your eyelids.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's what I said right here.
Oh my gosh, that scared me. The fact that you were questioning it is what scared me.
We need to go home and do our...
You guys need to watch some like
no,
makeup
I've
tutorials.
Literally, you know James Charles
you know
back in the day?
I was just thinking about him.
I used to watch James Charles makeup.
Hey guys, welcome back to
you
my channel.
You know what would be
hey
more
sisters.
Fun for a video? Oh my
what?
God. Hey sisters.
What would be a good video?
You guys doing... Our makeup.
No, I'd make everyone look so bad.
I do one bad thing. I'm out, bro. Give me
out
of here.
Head out.
What?
No, just trying it.
It'd be bad.
We could do your
like,
makeup.
Can
you could do our makeup.
Could you like put the like instructions?
You know what a good channel
in,
name is?
Yeah,
Ben and Jaden do makeup.
You guys could follow a tutorial. You guys could follow a tutorial.
Like,
James,
I think
James
need,
Charles
you need, like,
tutorial.
Foundation first,
yeah.
right? That goes first.
I'll tell. Okay. Let me break down makeup
like
for
you.
You
put foundation on first.
And
then
for anyone who needs
tone.
Help, this will be a tutorial in itself.
Let's
okay.
take the stage.
Okay. You want to find a foundation that's closest to your neck skin tone. That is very, very
your
important.
Neck?
Yes, because your face and your neck can be different colors. So you need to make sure that it's close to your neck skin tone.
Oh, like I'm darker on my face.
Yeah. So you want... to almost lighten your... Normally, your neck will either be lighter or darker. So, you want it to match your neck.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you follow it with concealer. Or, sometimes I will do my contour and blush first.
Like concealer, like it conceals... It can see. Yeah, you saw that? You saw
I
that?
Saw
yeah.
That.
Bruh, ben, come on,
Ben
bruh.
Was just scrolling on his phone, saw
he
some
saw
breaking
some ESPN
news.
Breaking news. That's one.
I didn't.
That's a mark.
That's a
what
mark.
Do you have to say about that?
You guys are tied.
What
you can't say anything
say
it. About
it. What do you have
say
to say?
Nothing.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing. He's really
conceal
trying
it
right
like
now.
Conceals like if you had like acne or something, it could conceal that.
And your under eyes and any points that you want lighter on your face.
Mm-hmm. So after concealer, then what?
Huh?
Well, then blush. No, then contour, then blush.
What's contour?
We just talked I about this.
Remember?
Oh, like it right here?
Yeah.
No.
Like high?
Like.
Oh, okay.
We need to do like a quiz for this,
that's
like a flashcards.
That's where you do like the fish thing.
Oh.
I know what you're talking. I see people
running to watch a damn show.
And then blush. If you're doing, you do all of your creams first. Did you guys know that?
What is a cream?
Like all of your wet products.
You do it first? Oh yeah, so it doesn't like freaking just wash all the makeup.
Are you one of the people that takes like hours to do your makeup? Like
sometimes, but I also
how long on average do you think you take?
Probably 10 minutes.
Oh, damn, like that's quick.
I have it like.
She'd be tossing the products down. she's like this one.
But that's blush. Also just if I'm in a rush. Yeah. Like I do
like on a good
time.
Day. Like if you're gonna get like your picture taken by the biggest company in the world, how long do you think you take?
Like a modeling.
Maybe like an hour. I could if I'm really like picky with it. Tour.
Yeah.
Like today, I did my makeup in 5 minutes.
Dang, that's is that a record for you?
No.
World record timing.
No.
Time how long it takes.
Oh my! It also depends on. How much what do you guys think I have on my face right now?
Mascara.
You said you have something up there. What did you say she had over there?
What is it called? I'm blanking.
Bronzer.
She has bronzer on.
Eyeliner.
You said you had blush on.
I don't have eyeliner.
You have blush?
I don't have blush.
You don't have blush?
I'm blanking on the names.
You
man.
Have
you're
foundation
out
at least.
No.
What's the thing that you said that she has up here? I forget what the name is.
What?
We already said that.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't
she has bronzer
have,
on.
I do oh. have a different cream product on, not foundation, but we have already talked about this one too. Starts with a C.
Oh,
concealer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Concealer.
Yeah.
Okay. What else? Anything else?
Eyeliner.
No.
No.
You already said that one.
Oh, yeah. I just keep... I'm blanking.
I have
man.
No idea.
This is all you, JJP. I'm forgetting. So
I have powder on too.
Oh, yeah, powder.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
it looks like foundation though.
It's just concealer. Mm. I only spot concealed.
Whatever that means.
That means you just put it in a few places, not all over your face.
Do you try to model like your stuff that you put on after like a certain person, or you just
like what inspired you to do?
Yeah.
To start doing your makeup. Like when did you start?
James Charles.
Hey sisters.
Dude. I feel that was my first makeup product ever was his palette.
He has one, right?
Yeah.
Like he came out with one.
Hi
well,
guys,
came out
welcome
with
back.
One with Morphe, and then his whole scandal of like.
Yeah. Stuff.
I don't know the scandal, but I'm
it
sure it's not something.
It was bad.
Oh, it's bad.
I probably
worry,
don't want to know.
James Charles through and through, guys.
Don't say that.
Hey,
you
sisters.
Just got canceled yourself.
Hey, he's already canceled, so.
Oh my god!
I stand with
him. Do you still watch him? Or?
No, I couldn't.
See, what does like Zara Larsson do? She be having like
she's a singer.
I know. No. Like, what does she do for her makeup? Like, how does she get? What do you call like?
Let me see your makeup. Oh, she just has a crap ton of blush on. Probably
oh, blush?
A pink
what is,
powder.
And then this is eyeshadow, but like
that's
it's different
eyeshadow.
Color.
Yeah.
Mm.
Look at this.
That's definitely
that's
performative
Larsson.
Makeup.
And James Charles is talking about.
Yeah. Would yes. you let your daughter do that?
Heck no.
That is
when,
not you guys'
you,
choices.
When would you let your daughter start getting makeup?
I mean, when she's in her teens. I mean, I feel
13.
Like I think teens is a good age.
13?
You know, I feel like if it's below teens, then it's really not.
I mean, honestly,
I'm not
I'd
saying
her,
it's not like.
I would do it whenever.
I started wearing makeup, just like a little bit of mascara, in probably fifth grade.
Dang. So yeah. You're probably, how old are you in fifth grade? You're probably
10, 11, but 11? I didn't do face makeup probably until 8th grade.
So what's the difference between those?
So mascara you just put
mascara
on your eyelashes and like some lip gloss. I feel like that's very appropriate for like 5th grade.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen
it's
these,
not
like,
too much.
6th grade, I'd say you could probably start wearing a little bit of concealer if you wanted to. And then 7th and 8th grade, I'd probably go out and help my daughter buy or makeup.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Like, have you seen these girls on TikTok? They're like freaking 5 and 6 years old, just doing the whole freaking face of makeup.
It's like, who do you think you are? Like, you're not. Like,
I mean, that's acceptable, but I mean, it's not really acceptable to me.
Like, yeah,
when you, I feel like that's so bad for such a young kid.
And then you gotta take it off too. Like, I don't.
And it's probably like not good for their skin.
And I think it's good when they wait till they're teens, because then they kind of like understand. Yeah. You know,
part of doing makeup is also understanding how to take it off and take care of your skin.
You can't just put it on and then not know how to take it off. You have to know both. Yeah.
Yeah. And you've got to, like, understand
skincare. You got paint all over your bed and stuff.
It is not paint.
You wake up on a white pillow and it's just all makeup on it.
Oh, my.
It's all your foundation.
Have you ever had that happen to you?
Have you ever, like, fell asleep in your makeup?
Yeah, every girl has. But
have you, like... There's like a, you can see the outline of your makeup on something.
I feel like you guys have a very skewed conception of makeup.
But like that's like when someone has like a lot of makeup on, that's how you can see all that.
Yeah. I mean, you could instantly tell.
Yeah.
You know,
when it's just freaking implanted in the pillow.
Well, but that's what powder and setting spray is for. Like, so, I can sleep in my makeup, it'll be smudged, but it's not going to be like everywhere.
Setting spray just like sets it. So like it's like another layer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It almost like dries it out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you guys have a much better understanding of makeup now.
Well, now I do.
Look at this.
Oh, heck no.
That is an actual pillow.
No, but that's what it would look like.
For reference, he just showed a pillow.
But that's a real one.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that doesn't really happen, though.
Dang, bro. That's like, wild.
Yeah, I don't think
we let you finish your story. Like, what? So you said James Charles inspired you, but like when did you, like, what was your process? What was your steps to makeup? You said in like 5th grade, 6th grade, and then 7th and 8th grade. What happened?
I don't know. I just learned.
You just started like
gradually, like practice
watching a lot.
Oh, I had a really, really bad eyebrow time. Oh my gosh. You know, like 2016 blocked eyebrows. I brought that back in 2020. It was scary.
4 years
it
looked later. Like,
actually, let me pull up a picture. You guys are going to scream. And it's...
You said blocked eyebrows?
You'll see what I mean. Like, it's scary.
Oh, like you would... Like, on this side?
Let's get a picture here real quick. Let's analyze this picture here.
Oh.
Let's not jump to any conclusions, you know.
You can't really
I like, you know when, like, it. Girls shave all their eyebrows off and then do it themselves?
I have like they to draw go it on. Further back.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's just. They want to do what they want to do.
If you're a dad, would you learn how to do makeup for your daughter?
I'll show you guys what I've done.
Would you learn how
physically
to
physically put it on her?
Would you learn how to do it
if she was begging me like, Dad? Yeah, please, like, please.
What if
she's
like, please.
What if your daughter was an amputee?
What can you like define like what that? I'm not really like.
What if she lost her leg or she lost her arm?
Like she doesn't have arms. And she was like, Dad, I really, really
she
want
doesn't
makeup.
Have to do anything.
Yeah, then.
This is an extreme hypothetical.
But if she's like begging me to do it and she has everything, I would do it.
Okay.
Or it's like her birthday or something. She wants me to like, you know.
But if it's like something special or like she doesn't really know how to do it like professionally. But like, would you watch like a video and like
100% I would.
To do it for her?
100% I would. No doubt. Would you do that too?
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
What if your son wanted to?
I would have some questions. I'd be like, okay, why do you want to do this? Do you want to be like... James Charles, do you want
to... Okay, just for reference, I used to be a little bit puffier than I am now.
Okay.
Let me...
That's bad.
I don't know how that's
it's
funny,
bad.
Dude.
That's bad.
It's bad. The brows are bad. They're just blocky.
Oh, I can tell the difference from...
Yeah.
They're more like covered in...
Yeah.
Let's look at other
makeup. Or like maybe like outlining their whole eyebrow and like having a whole new shaped eyebrow.
Exactly.
I'm like, bro, it's never that deep.
I hate going back in my camera roll and like seeing
old pictures from like 2017.
I just get so upset.
I just like physically cringe. I'm like, this was you?
I'm like,
this is what I looked like?
Oh, you decided to do that?
Yeah, like, okay. What was going through my mind when I tried to do that? You know, what was I thinking? Oh, heck no.
Oh, no.
Oh, heck no.
Oh.
I'm out, bro. Jaden, if somebody were showing me that, I'd be like, I'm out, bro.
What if your daughter showed up?
Like, I'm out,
like,
bro.
Like, she walked down the stairs.
I'd be
that.
Like, what?
Although I do think that's FX. SFX.
SFX?
Yeah.
Mm.
Special effects.
Special effects makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So are you, like, into, like... certain models or some or like stuff like that, like inspired by them or like
obviously
the Kardashians or
now, so no. Like, do you know, follow anyone
are you a Kardashians
else?
Fan at all?
I fully just do my own thing with my makeup.
You're not a big Kardashian fan?
Do you have a whole palette?
No, I have multiple.
Jaden, are you?
I currently need to get a new makeup bag because it's overflowing and it's not even all my makeup.
Are you a Kardashian fan or no? I am not.
My brother, you know the Kardashian show?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Bro, he watched that all the time.
Bro, be binging that?
Literally.
He can tell you every single scene, what happened at every single moment of every episode.
I'm like, bro, why are you still watching this?
Bro's locked in.
Like, there's so many, like, watch SpongeBob or something, bro. Like,
yeah. I mean, there are better shows.
I'm pretty sure the whole thing was scripted, too, like.
Oh my God, guys, I look so weird.
Guys, no!
My boyfriend, Chris Humphries, broke up with me.
Why did you throw my ring in the ocean? Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh man.
My goodness. This is a very strange podcast.
Guys, Kanye West!
Oh
my God.
Did you see Kanye West had a performance at like SoFi Stadium?
No.
That was not a sports.
I'm hearing stadium. No. I'm starting
no.
to think.
No, that is
Kanye,
not.
Kanye West had a performance. Did you see that? Like, no. You know he's canceled, right?
What is that?
Canceled. Was canceled?
Oh, like he had to cancel the show? Oh, okay. Like he's just like not, he doesn't really do a whole lot of like, you're going to have to like, kind of like.
Canceled. Do you know what James Charles is canceled?
Means?
You're going to have to, like, I know, like, what the word cancel means.
No,
okay,
I don't.
What does it mean in pop culture?
Like,
you know, like, the
you don't
regular,
do it anymore.
You know the regular. No. You know the regular version of cancel. You don't know, like.
Like, something
like a show
canceled.
Is canceled.
No.
No. That's not what we're referring to.
Oh, no. Then I have zero idea.
How do you, like, they have
person?
Been.
Let me Urban Dictionary you.
Yeah.
You go to, pull it up on the. Webster dictionary.
Like they do something bad and so everyone dislikes them.
Like,
oh,
like if
okay.
Like say yeah. Kanye West
like
is like really bad.
I know what you mean.
So like,
yeah.
He supports like Nazis and the KKK.
What was like, his name? The guy that got in what was it? Like just got charges against him.
Or like say
you
a
know
white
what I'm talking
stream,
about?
Yeah.
Like what was his name? Combs or whatever?
Sean
Combs, like
yeah,
people,
Diddy?
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Canceled.
Yeah,
yeah. Or like, say, like a white person, like just started screaming the N-word, like they'd be canceled for that.
Yeah,
like
okay.
a, like a big
like
dude,
blacklisted.
Like you have to be like a celebrity though. Like mm-hmm. I can't just cancel you. You're not like a you know like
I'm not well known.
Yeah, you're not well known. You know what I'm saying?
I get you now.
So like James Charles was canceled for like.
So
like,
I could see why he would get
canceled.
Means
to make someone or something irrelevant due to current drama that they have. So like no one wants to watch them. No one wants to support them anymore.
You can come back from being canceled as long as it was minor.
Mm.
Like Diddy's never going to come back.
No, heck no.
They're gonna say,
his reputation is damaged forever.
Like,
Freak off at 2.
Yeah. I can't imagine his cellmates, dude. Like, well, who is this guy right next to me?
Dude, imagine he has a Diddy party in jail.
Okay. Okay.
Guys, Diddy party in the showers tonight.
I think we need to change the subject right about right now.
Get the baby oil out.
I just dropped the soap. Let me reach down.
Oh, my gosh. No,
Diddy would be the kind of guy to drop the soap on purpose.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. He'd be.
Okay.
Okay. Next topic. Next topic.
I'm out, bro.
Let's cut. Cut.
What?
What?
No,
what
no,
you
wait.
Talking about, bro? What? Man, I'm out.
I'm out, bro.
Okay, next topic.
What do you guys know about books?
Well, first off,
wait. My favorite book franchise is the Magic Treehouse.
Oh yes,
yeah,
100%, 100%. As
a
kid,
favorite,
I used to read books.
I think I have like every book in the series.
Can you name them all in order?
No, I don't even know them. I don't know the titles.
Can
but
you
I know
name them all
yeah,
in
like,
order?
Heck no.
Why would you know? The
but
titles?
I used to read them. Heck yeah, I used to love reading those.
Dude, my dad like, used to read them to me.
What were the characters' names? What were their names?
No idea.
Jack, wasn't it like?
No,
I think it was. Oh, forget that. It's been so long, dude. I need to, you know, nostalgia's, you know, coming
dude,
back to me.
That was so goaded.
I know it was. I need to read some more of those.
Jack and Annie.
Yeah, Jack and I was
he
right.
Knows.
I was going
right.
to say it.
He knows.
You're right.
I was going to say, yeah. I wasn't 100% sure. I was going to say Jack and Annie, but.
That was like the books that got me into reading.
Exactly. No, it did. And like
Jane, look at this, all these books right here, the whole series.
Yep.
I think that's what I had.
Yep. Yeah, that you're bringing me back to my childhood, man.
The freaking dinosaur that they're riding on.
Oh,
cover.
Yep, yep.
There's
I probably still have some of those in my house.
Books.
I can go pull them back up when I was in fifth grade.
All in my basement.
Or like
bro.
The Who Would Win series.
Who?
I met that author. He came to our elementary school and he signed
like, who is blank? You know those
yeah,
books?
Yeah, who is Jackie yes. Chan? Who is like the Babe Ruth? Heck yeah. I used to read all those books.
Yeah.
Like who would win? Like,
I don't have them. Did you just Jackie Chan?
I'm using an example.
He said another person too.
I'm using an example, bro.
I don't know.
I'm using an example.
No, you said anything.
I'm using an example, bro.
You marked one down because I said the S word, like.
But I'm using one as an example. Like, I mean,
you got to give him like at least a half.
I'll take that as one because you said it twice. You said two different.
Yeah, so half for both. Okay.
Okay.
It's like a challenge.
Yeah. You know what got me distracted, though? I am currently trying to plan a surprise birthday party.
Mm.
My best friend's birthday is tomorrow.
Mm.
Oh.
And I'm, like, getting anxious about it. Mm. When was you guys' like, best birthday memories ever?
Well, actually, I just turned 19 on March 13th, which is a month, almost a month ago. But, man, 19 years. I'm going to have to think about this for a minute. That's a really good question, to be honest with you.
Unk.
I feel like I'm old, but I'm
honestly like I don't really have like most of my birthday memories would come before like age 8 or 7, and I don't remember them.
Here's what I'll say. So in elementary school, you would get like a book. It would say like this is my name, and I'm turning this age. Right, and they would have like a hat for you. Did you ever have those in elementary school? No.
Bro,
it was
lit.
Like a it
you
was like
a hat.
Yeah, it was like a birthday hat. It said your name around it. Yeah, bro, we used to have those all the time.
It was
yeah.
like a crown.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Dude.
It would say your name. Whatever elementary school you go to, that elementary school needs stuff.
Jealous, bro.
They need to make a budget for those crowns.
Yeah. But they would like, did you guys have this where at like lunch, the whole people would like, they would get the whole lunchroom to like celebrate with you and they would like.
It would just be like my class.
They would ask you and I'm like,
okay,
no.
They didn't
do
that
not.
Much.
Like my teacher would know and,
but I think,
and they'd sing.
I don't really know if I've, or you bring cupcakes to class with everybody. Everybody
I
would.
Bring anything.
You know the worst birthday I ever had? Mm-hmm. I went to school, got sick at school on my birthday and slept for the rest of the day when I got home.
Okay.
That, I was 8 years old. I was traumatized.
Holy I have a perfect. Not good birthday. So I don't remember what birthday it was. I did not say some nice things when I was going to school. Remember when you used to get your mouth washed
you
out
were a bad
with soap?
Kid?
Remember? Did your parents ever do that to you? My dad did that to me.
Beat with like the wooden spoon.
Oh,
by my grandma.
My dad did that to me. I don't even remember what birthday.
You'd wash
dude.
Your mouth.
Yeah, before
soap.
I was going to school on my birthday. I don't remember
horrible.
What year it was.
Because like I was a really good kid, so like if I did anything bad, they'd punish me for it.
Did you ever get grounded as a kid?
Yeah,
I honestly never got grounded
like
as a kid. My parents would get mad, but they really wouldn't. Like,
I probably got away with way too much.
I probably did too.
You know, I accidentally cut part of my brother's finger off once.
What is the Scream franchise?
And I didn't get in trouble for it.
Dang, bro.
But it definitely was an accident, though.
Okay, my worst birthday party was my last one, 18th. My birthday's in the summer, so like I was basically just working, but I woke up with like the worst headache ever.
Oh,
and it's my birthday,
man.
But, like, I had been feeling sick up to that point. Like I had, you know, strep throat. Have
yeah,
you ever had
heck
that?
Yeah, I've had strep throat 100 times.
So like I was feeling that coming on, and then like I just wasn't feeling good the days before, and I woke up and it was literally like the worst day ever, the worst cold and sickness that I've ever had. My head was pounding the whole day. Oh. I basically
Your
just
head
slept,
was pounding.
Dude.
My head was pounding.
Dude, when you have a headache, you literally cannot do anything. You can't watch TV. Because it makes it worse.
I can't even get up.
No.
Like, I can't even walk.
It hurts so bad.
It sounds like a migraine.
Like, I remember when I used to have headaches, man. Like, you remember how, like, you would stay home and you would watch TV? Like, mm-hmm. That makes it worse. Like, you would just stay in your bed all day and you would just chill in there.
What
and
would you watch on TV?
You know what I would. Yeah, you know what I would watch.
I tried to get him.
You know
what he was gonna say
not,
there
we're
was
not gonna,
the S word.
You know what I would.
But anyways, yeah, I literally
no,
had to,
actually. I would watch, actually, kids' shows at the time. Like,
bro.
When I was in elementary school.
Bro, we need to talk about, like kids' shows that we remember.
Wildcrats, Odd Squad.
Dude, Wildcrats was actually
Wildcrats
a good show.
Team Umizoomi.
It actually taught you stuff.
It did. Like, I would.
Barney.
Yep.
Barney was good.
I like, Odd Squad, too, like, it would be so fun because, like, there'd be like these agents and they would go solve these crimes. But also, like, it taught you, like, I learned a lot from rounding there, like, you know, rounding numbers up. I learned a lot from.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Now.
Like, Odd Squad and Wildcrash. I think more kids need to watch those shows because I think that
Did you guys ever watch Curious George?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I still watch that show to this day.
Dude, did you see, like, the ratings for the episodes? They're all, like, 9+.
Curious Shorts?
Yes. Have you seen the ratings for them?
Really?
One of them, season 14, episode 1, is rated a 9.9. Like, what happened?
That's, like, perfect.
I'm saying.
Like, Curious all of George them are perfect.
Arthur?
Like,
Arthur?
It's so Arthur.
Hey, DW.
Oh, Caillou.
Oh, yeah. I'm Caillou.
I would make recipes off of that.
Yeah. You know, like,
you could,
easy
like,
bake
download
oven?
The recipes.
Have you ever had an Easy Bake Oven?
No.
No?
No, bro.
Max they and had, Ruby? Like,
Max and Ruby.
Yep.
Ruby and Max.
Yep.
Or Blue's Clues.
Oh, yeah. We just got a letter.
I never watched that.
We just got a letter.
Were you guys allowed to watch SpongeBob Girls?
Yeah.
See,
bro, that's the only thing that was on
okay,
in my house.
I want to get your guys' take on this. Why do you think parents would not let their kids watch that when they were kids?
I wasn't allowed to, and I like don't
a,
really know.
It's like a...
I've looked it up, and I've seen...
Yeah,
like,
because I've never watched SpongeBob.
Like, never?
No, I still haven't. Because I don't really enjoy watching TV shows. I was raised more on books.
Concerns over its fast-paced, chaotic nature affecting attention span.
I do not think it's fast-paced,
and rude
first
or
of
annoying
all.
Behavior. And some episodes feature adult humor. Yeah. Have you seen that? If you look back at some SpongeBob episodes, you, like, catch the humor that they're trying to get at.
Like, yeah, like, but, like, jokes. Again, it could teach you a lot, right? It could, you know, but, yeah, my parents, I don't think, let me watch it and, when I was a kid. I don't know why. I never really understood why.
My mom, like, loved SpongeBob, so that's the only thing that was on.
Hey, you got a good mom.
Shout out, mom.
Shout out Jaden's mom. But, yeah. Man, bringing me back.
The Powderpuff Girls?
Nope.
No.
What's the one, the dinosaur train?
Oh, I watched that one a lot.
Yep. I'd say my ones that I watched most were probably, obviously, Wildcrats, Odd Squad.
My favorite one ever is The Amazing World of Gumball. I watch that all the time.
My favorite is Curious George.
That was one of mine too. Man,
I actually have a poster of Curious George in my room.
My grandpa used to call Curious George Mark the Monkey for some reason. I'm like, Grandpa, why are you calling him this? His name is Curious George.
That might be his government.
Maybe he knows something that I don't. I'm like, every single time when I was a kid, he would say, yo, have you watched a show with Mark? I'm like, bro, his name is Curious George. Like, stop calling him that. Like, it's just not. Literally says Curious George right in there.
Or, like, now
just,
they have, like, remakes of their shows, but they're absolutely terrible.
No.
Did you guys like the movies or the show better?
Oh, Odd Squad had a movie that was.
I never liked the movies of whatever they did.
Wildcats, I don't think,
you
never
know
had
what
it.
I
like the SpongeBob movies.
To?
Have you seen those?
Oh, the. Yes, the one with Antonio Banderas, the live
like
action
SpongeBob
one.
Out of
I've seen
water.
That. I've seen
but,
that
like,
one,
the
yeah.
new one, that's they're just not as good as a show.
Is that Jack Johnson?
Yeah.
Or is it. Yeah, Jack Johnson.
You mean Jake Johnson?
Or is it? Is Wait, it Jake or is it Jack?
I can look it up.
But
here.
We all know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like the guy who's sang in the Curious George stuff. I still listen to him every single day. It's so calming.
This guy right here? Wait.
I don't know what his face looks like. I mean, he's a singer.
Oh, no. This guy's an actor.
Jack Johnson, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, I've heard of Jack Johnson, actually. Is this
you
the Curious George?
Yeah.
See, I haven't watched it in a while, so I'm going to have to go back. And...
I'll get you to the good part. Have you never heard that?
This is
again.
Like
I haven't heard
childhood.
It in a while. But
who's to
like
say
childhood?
What's impossible?
No, I don't. I haven't watched it in a while, so
you gotta watch some Curious George.
Again, man, that was
or at least listen to the music.
Yeah,
now I'll have to go home and listen to the. But yeah, man, those are bringing me back, man. You know, I kind of miss. I don't even know if Odd Squad is or Wildcats are even on anymore. I don't know.
All that's on is freaking Bluey.
Yeah, like,
and like
or Cocomelon.
Yeah, Cocomelon.
Like, that's like, all kids are
like,
obsessed
what,
with.
What does that do for your child?
It doesn't
honestly,
teach you anything.
Honestly, that's brain rot, honestly.
It is. Like, it doesn't.
It
whereas
don't do
Odd Squad or Wildcats,
like,
they teach you stuff.
They actually teach you like educational
I'm sure
stuff.
There's like new ones.
Like, hey, me and Chris Krat, we're gonna go into the forest.
They made a remake of the
Peppa
Wildcats?
Pig.
Oh yeah,
Peppa Pig.
I'm Peppa Pig. I used to see memes about that all the time.
They made a remake of the Wildcrafts, but it's absolutely terrible.
Like,
and it's like not even them.
So we used to, me and my dad, we used to. So I think one time we tried to go to Chris and Martin. I think they were doing like some thing in I think West Des Moines. I think, and we tried to go, and we We couldn't find tickets, so I don't know what they were doing. They're probably doing some, like, just showing, like, their animals and stuff like that. But, yeah, and then it's cool, you know, when they start the show, you can see them in real life. And then they, like, jump in and say, we're going here. And at the end, they kind of recap it all. And it's just, that's what makes it good. And Odd Squad, you know, this same thing. It's more educational than Wildcats, but Wildcats can teach you a lot. Teach you a lot about animals and, you know, even geography, too. You know, for, like, you know, we're in Africa. We're in, you know, we went to this country. And I think it's definitely teaches you a lot of those shows, I think. I don't think they're on anymore, but you can definitely go to YouTube and, like, look up the episodes for Odd Squad and Wildcats. So,
you know, Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yes.
Bill Nye the Science. Bro, my science teacher used to play that all the time.
Dude, that song, like, gets stuck in my head.
The Magic School Bus.
Oh, yeah. Magic School Bus.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's what you were talking about, like, learning, and I feel like those were the two main ones.
Yeah. Or Reading Rainbow.
Like, ooh, my science teacher wouldn't even give us a lesson.
No.
He just put on
Bill Nye. No. Like, for reading today, we're watching the Reading Rainbow.
What we're doing is
watching
this.
We'd watch, like, multiple science. Bill Nye science videos in a day. Like,
yeah. Bill Nye.
Yep.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
What's Reading Rainbow, where they would go to... You've never seen Reading Rainbow? Are you serious? It's like,
I don't remember what they did in it. I just remember watching, like, a lot of them.
We used to do a lot in elementary school. And remember Go Noodle? The stuff that,
yeah, Go Noodle.
Go Noodle.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. And when it was raining outside, during elementary school, peak indoor recess days, bringing me back.
Oh, there was one specific one that just stuck.
My hands are high, my feet are low. This is how we popsicle.
Popsicle. Yep. Popsicle.
I missed that, man. That was...
Oh, my gosh.
People, I don't think... Didn't even have indoor recess anymore. Hopefully.
Not.
They should, because...
Why wouldn't they have indoor recess?
I mean, I do not want to go outside and play when it's pouring down rain.
Just sit there on their phones. All these kids probably got phones now.
Yeah, these kindergartners, bro, like...
Maybe doom scrolling.
How do you feel about people having stuff like that? Like, would you want your kid... I would wait till they're in middle school. I think my parents waited till I was in middle school for me to get a phone, but I think that's a good time for...
It depends. Like, say my kid's in an activity, then yeah, but yeah. I'd be restricted pretty heavily up until middle school.
Especially on, like, social media apps.
Yeah. Oh, dude, the stuff that they... It's just...
It's crazy.
You know, so... At the high school where I used to go, they have, like, a new phone policy now. Well, they had it when I was there, but it's more, like, enforced now. Because my brother goes there, and he's, you know, obviously is a sophomore there, and he tells me about the stuff all the time. He's like, dude, the amount of phone stuff that they have, like, you can't even have it out, man. I'm like, what if there's an emergency?
At Hoover, they be taking them. Like, you have to put it in, like, a bucket.
I get that reason. But what if one of your family members is sick? What if your mom is... Not, I don't want this to happen to anybody, but what if your mom or dad is, like, dying and is in the hospital and you want to see them, right? I would think that they could call you and tell you, hey, you need to get out of class right now. You need to come to the hospital.
Yeah. I think
I'm not saying
shouldn't. I personally think there are so many reasons why people need to have their phones on them.
Oh, 100%.
That at no point should teachers be taking them away. Like, for instance, I had severe anxiety in high school, all throughout high school. So, like, I would have to tap out of class a lot, like, fully just leave. So I needed my phone to do that.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that, like, obviously there are bad things. Like, if someone's just on their phone, on social media.
On TikTok, on Instagram, or, like, playing a game.
I will admit, that was me at times, because I got bored. Mm-hmm. You know, you have block classes in high school, and you're there for almost 2 hours, you get bored, you have nothing to do.
You're done with the work, and there's nothing else to do. Like, you just sit there.
Or your teacher's like, okay, when you get done with your test, no phones out, no nothing. It's like, what do you want me to do? Sit there and look at a wall?
Well, either way, if they don't have their phones, they're just going to use their computers to do it.
Exactly.
So, like, they're gonna find what's one it really helping?
And plus, it's kind of a distraction to, like, the other
cool
people working.
Games.
Oh, my God, dude. They blocked that thing, bro.
Papa's Pizzeria.
Oh, man. Yep. Pizza. I used to play that all the time.
I used to grind that.
Why would they block it? It's so educational. So fun and educational, man.
Honestly, I spent so much time on those games.
Man, childhood, man. This is just... But yeah, I mean, there's goods and bads of it, right? Just like there is for everything, right? You know, like if, hey, let's say you have a younger sibling. Oh, hey, I need to go pick them up from school. I need to, you know, my mom is working late. You know, my dad's working late. I need to go pick them up or something. That's totally fine for me. But at the same time, how are teachers going to know if that's, if you're doing that? You could tell them, or you could just prove it to them and say, hey, my mom is texting me. You know, I need to get out of class. Something bad happened with my family. But, yeah, I mean, there's goods and bads, right? And I feel like it's more become bad these days because, you know, the amount of stuff that
circulates the internet.
Yeah, and when I first saw my phone, it was just like, hey, call my mom would say, call me or dad for emergencies, right? Emergencies only. And, you know, the school would actually, at our school, they would call down. If you had an emergency, they would call to the, so my mom or dad, they would call the office, and then they would call to whatever room I was in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's another way.
Yeah.
But like they're not going to know if something's like medically wrong. Like, if my mom is in the hospital.
Sometimes it takes a while, because sometimes the teacher don't even be answering the phone, or like they're not by the phone.
They're too busy teaching.
Or sometimes the office doesn't even answer the calls. Like, sometimes I didn't have my phone. Like, we were in like a big test, like, you know, IO assessments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we couldn't have our phones, and they took them at the thing. But like, what if there's like a really, because I think my dad was having like a stroke,
yeah,
and like mid test, and my mom came in to try to get me, and she called the office, but the office, like, we were in a test, so like I couldn't get out of school. I didn't even know.
And plus, the IO assessments aren't even graded, so I think you should be able to get out of class. I think, first of all, I think IO assessments are really dumb, and I think the ISS are dumb too. None of them are graded; they don't mean
like
anything.
It's good to test what your like English and math skills are at.
But I don't need to know science. I don't need to spend my time doing this science stuff. It doesn't.
Like,
it's
sometimes
not,
it's just like useless testing.
Yeah, really. And they say they
or like
schools.
Wait until the ACT or something. Like,
yeah, it's like
I feel like high school in general is just taken way too seriously.
Yeah, like
we do not need that level of pressure and stress.
No,
but on
like when
literal
you get to college,
children.
I promise you, if you pass high school, they're not going to look back at any
Heck
of your grades at high school.
No,
as long as you get your diploma, they're not going to look at anything back.
Yeah. And
like
they shouldn't.
You can pass with like a 2.0 and they won't care.
As long as you,
literally,
at the end of the day, get a diploma and you graduate, that's all that should matter.
Like, obviously, you'll get better opportunities in like scholarships if you have like a good GPA. But
yeah,
as long
like,
as you pass, you can get into college.
Like, just
again,
get it done and put it behind you.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I did.
Because I still have my diploma. I keep it in my room just to look
actually
at it.
I don't even know if I have my diploma.
I like to have it just to look at it, say, okay, I graduated high school.
I don't think
school.
I ever got it.
You didn't get one?
I don't think so. Well, I graduated high school through DMAC. I did the high school equivalency testing in Boone. So I graduated in 2024.
So you were technically an early...
technically an early graduate, yeah. But I actually don't think I have my diploma. They're supposed to send it to me.
What?
Might have to take it up with DMAC.
Yeah, got to contact.
Hey. Yo, DMAC.
Contact
hey,
Dr.
DMAC.
Wee.
Yeah, speaking of Wee, we were to... Yeah. But yeah, I just, you know... At the end of the day, you're there to learn, right? You're there to get your education. And
like, you're just there to, like, pursue something. Like, high school is not as serious as college is. Like, college,
no.
You're actually learning stuff for your future and career.
Yeah.
High school is just, like, high school is basically, like, off-brand DMAC. You're just getting, like, your gen eds done trying to, like...
That's a good
like,
way to put it.
High school is, like, not important, honestly.
But, like, I will admit, there are some classes that will help you. Health, I think, is
or
very
like,
important.
Future ready, have you know that?
No.
Like they
no clue.
So for Future Ready, they helped us with like what doing our taxes would look like.
Okay,
or like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
like getting
they had
ready
that.
For your, because like high school doesn't teach you anything like that you'll use for your future. Like, what am I going to use this math class for if I'm not going
to
go into?
When do I need
math?
To know when Iran invaded us? Like what like I don't need to know that.
That
like,
might be important.
Might be.
Okay, well,
because like history repeats.
Yeah, but like some of the history stuff I actually like. You know,
yeah.
I know,
some
but
of
like
the history stuff I like and enjoy, but like. I'm talking about like math classes or like advanced math classes. What am I going
to
use that for? If that's
I don't
not
need to
my,
know
my
what
field?
Eight times, you know, I don't need to know what pi times this is. Like,
yeah.
I just don't, I don't really think about it because I don't really care, to be honest with you. Like, when I was done with high school, I was like, I'm out of here, man. I am not thinking about any of this stuff that I'm doing.
Where did you guys go to high school and grow up?
Waukee, Iowa. It's a brand new high school called Northwest. Well, actually, so I was born in Des Moines. The Mercy Hospital right next to the Casey Center. I was actually born there, and then we moved to West Des Moines. When was it? No, actually, we had a house in West Des Moines, but I was born in Des Moines. We were there, I think, I was born in 2007. We were born from 2007 to 2012, and then we moved to Waukee. I lived right by Waukee High School. Like, there's like this, like a not really a hill, but like a walkway you can take there. And I would have still gone to the high school I go to now, but. Lived there from 2012 to 2019, and then 2019 to now I live in Urbandale, but I go to Waukee schools. So, yeah. I graduated with, I think, how many kids were in my class? I don't even, like, 500 kids, I think.
500?
How many did you graduate with?
150.
Dang. And your school, I think, has more students.
I graduated with 9, and I was valedictorian.
Yeah.
That's low-key easy money.
All right, do you want
to... I was born in Des Moines. I went to Hoover.
Shout out Hoover.
It's not going to be a thing in 4 years. You know that?
That downfall of Hoover High School.
Imaging it, so it's going to be like a, you know, Central Academy?
Yeah. You should write a story about the downfall of Hoover.
It's going to be like a Central Academy type
school. Or you mean Central Campus?
Same thing. Oh. They're like connected.
Yeah.
Central Campus type school, it's only going to offer STEM classes. So, like, it's only going to be for advanced students.
Mm. That you should write a story, the downfall of Hoover. Of
Hoover High School.
Yeah. So,
I went to Ames, born and raised.
She said she bleeds red and gold.
Yep.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Literally just Ames. Went to Ames High for 2.5 years. Dropped out. Did the high set.
Wait. So you didn't graduated. Go all 4 years?
She went to DMEC for graduation.
Oh, or wait. So you went to...
You graduated you
went
through
to, DMEC. So you went to Ames freshman, sophomore.
And part of junior. Dropped out. End of junior year, tested out of high school that following summer.
So you technically didn't have a senior year.
No, I basically did not go to high school when it really like comes down to how many days I was actually at the school. Like I don't have much of a high school experience.
That's interesting. Because
I went to Meredith is like connected to Hoover. Like the middle school is connected to the high school. So like they're right next to each other. So I've always been there.
Do you know where the Grub Y is?
Who?
The Grub YMCA. It's demolished now, but it...
Nah.
So, me and my dad used to go downtown all the time, and I would ask him, hey, Dad, if we were to go... Like, we would drop by elementary school, for example. I would say, what high school would you go to if you lived here? And it's just kind of cool to see, you know, because Des Moines has how many? Five?
Yeah.
Roosevelt, so, like, there's East, different Lincoln,
elementary
North.
Schools, but then, like, all these elementary schoolers go to, like, different middle schoolers than middle schools than they're supposed to go to, or, like, that's in their district.
Yeah. No, for sure. And, but yeah, so I went to Northwest. It actually opened in 2021, the fall of 2021. So we, the original kids that I grew up with went to Waukee because that's all we had. So like, and then 2021, fall 2021 was my, so my class is actually the first real class to go all 4 years as Wolves because the grade below me and two grades below me and three grades were all Wolves. I mean, not Wolves. They were Warriors for 3 years, 2 years, and 1 year. So I think it's kind of cool that my class was actually the first full class to go all 4 years in Northwest, you know, being a Wolf. So, yeah, it was – dude, have you seen Northwest? It's like a college campus, man. It's huge in it. It's just
– what are they good at?
You just picked up.
You had me there for a minute. You had me there for a minute, man. You had me there. You had me there for a minute.
Haven't they like done something good recently?
Mm-mm. I'll give you this one. You can say it, but don't.
I get a hall pass.
You get a hall pass.
Haven't they gotten like every single championship?
I'll just name the sports that they wanted in this past year, and that's all I'm going to say.
No, not the just the sport that they're good at.
Name the sports.
Well, they're good at variety.
They've won everything.
Okay, then we don't even have to say anything. They're really, really good
at everything.
But mm-mm. This is your sport. No, that you can say.
No, you can say it. Name. They've won everything, but.
Well, in girls' sports, basketball.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
That's it. Mm-hmm. They've won everything else.
Yeah, for girls' sports. Not,
yep.
Yeah.
You heard that?
That counts.
Okay, bro.
That was baited. Not part of your whole pass.
He got baited.
Yeah,
that's not fully baited.
But
you gotta get Jaden to say some more. He only has one.
Losing.
You've got three.
You're losing. Dude,
I can
control myself.
All right. Let me think of something.
No, if I know you're thinking of it, I'm not gonna say it.
Let's talk about ISU because I know you're going there next semester. Mm-hmm. Actually,
well, I can talk. Yeah.
What are
I know
what
you
are
can
you,
even talk anything.
What are
no!
you excited to do
no,
while you're
I,
there?
I can't say. I literally
no, are
can't
you
say
excited?
My major.
What? I have no idea
bro,
what you're
you talking
doing.
About, bro.
You can
major.
Say your major, but you
right,
can't
you
say
a hall
anything
pass.
You're going to do.
We both
do.
Get a hall pass.
Yeah, there's your hall pass. All right.
My major, I want to do sports media communication.
All right.
It's like journalism. I'm going to be in the sports media field.
Okay.
Right? So I'm going to go to like their teams that they got going on, right?
So what are you excited to do?
Just like...
I'm trying to bait him.
Pursue my future and like my career, you know, like... They got really good teams there and everything, you know what I'm saying? And they have a really good newspaper.
Except for
I know everyone transferred out from like, you know what I'm saying? But
I don't even know what that was. I just see them throwing a ball and I have no idea.
If you know, you know. But they have a really good journalism program too. They
I think this counts as a point for both of you.
No, I didn't even do anything.
I didn't say anything.
Okay. they both just got a strike.
Okay,
because they were making basketball moves and maybe football moves. I don't know. She knows that ball. Was football.
Anyways, they have a really good journalism program too, the Greenlee School. It's like nationally ranked. And the Iowa State Daily just got like, it was like top of the nation a couple years ago. So oh, nice. I'm going to work on the student newspaper there too.
And I believe Kyle, who works here, said that his brother, I think, worked for, I think he said he took pictures, I think, for Iowa State Athletics. I think that's what he said that he did for Iowa State. He took pictures for him. How else am I supposed to describe it? I mean,
you could have just said Iowa State.
He takes pictures for multiple. Yeah, I want to minor
in photography too. So like up in my photography skills too.
Because
like
JP.
I'm taking a photography class here, but like it's nothing too serious. Like it's just like fundamentals and principles. But like I'm gonna minor in photography, so like it's gonna be a bigger step up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like my major, like I said, I'm excited. For the teams there, you know what I'm saying?
Don't mind
like,
me asking, how many siblings we got from everybody here?
One.
Siblings?
Yeah.
One.
I know I that you have brother. Cody. Shout out. Cody.
Shout out Cody. He likes.
He probably tuned
golf.
In.
Yep.
I have two siblings. They're both younger than me. Sarah, she just made varsity for soccer. Woo! At Ames High.
Let's go.
Yes.
Shout out Sarah.
She's doing great. She's complaining that all of her muscles hurt and she's so out of shape.
That's what happens when you get up to the big leagues.
And you sign up for...
And you get up to the big leagues, they start working.
That's going to happen to you.
So she's a sophomore, but her freshman year, she started to get recruited into varsity quite a bit. Like, they just started playing her. Mm-hmm. I'm really baiting both of you right now. But they started playing her a lot, and so this year...
Don't do it, Zoe.
And so this year, she is now fully on varsity. She's... Striker, I believe.
Ooh, a striker.
Or center, middle.
If she's striker, that's star player.
I don't know, but she's really good.
So how many years apart are you from her?
We're three. So
that's me and my brother, too. Yeah. He's actually a sophomore, and I'm...
Minus 10.
10?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Then I have a little brother. He's in eighth grade this year. He just is starting to learn how to drive, but he's like... Maybe think of a mad scientist.
Mad scientist? So like Bill Nye the Evil.
Yeah. Can I say stuff on here? Like it's literally just a kid messing around.
Just a kid and
but
you know that
he
song?
Really, he really here. Enjoys building bombs and like
a marathon? Like a bomb.
None that would explode, but he's an interesting guy.
He'd give me the next what was that?
Hey, don't say that.
Those are whatever.
Don't say that.
That's bad.
Hopefully not.
That's really bad.
That's bad. That's bad.
No, hopefully not.
He never saw the signs.
Oh my gosh. He just likes building things.
Whatever he likes.
And chemistry.
Like, what if he's the next engineer to make something, you know?
Next Tesla or the next. No, not the car
what
brand.
He does.
He's going to make
plans.
He's an inventor.
Next Elon.
Yeah, he invents a lot of things.
He's the next
Elon Musk.
He's the next Nikola Tesla.
I just said that.
He learns not by reading about it. He learns by doing.
So
how does gunpowder work? Let me make some. Let me put it in a contained tube and let me see how it explodes.
I think that's actually very interesting.
That's what's wrong with high school too, because you're always learning stuff or reading stuff. Like I don't learn without hands-on stuff or actual seeing what it's like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you only learn about it or read about it, but I need hands-on experience with
it. I want to actually build this.
Yeah, I want to do something, not just see
it. Did you guys ever have Bricks for Kids at your school?
Nah.
It was it would be these kids that were really good at building Legos and stuff, because you know the show Lego Masters?
Yeah.
It's it's not really like that. It's like that, but kids that are really good at building that. I usually used to have a friend that actually used to live right by. He lived not right next to me, but on my street.
On your block?
Yeah, my block.
On my block.
He used to live on my block, and I used to go over to their house all the time, and we would go down into their basement, man. This dude would be building all these so tall Lego things. I'm like, dude, how do you how do you build this stuff? Like, how do you, and this would be without the directions too. Like, this man was a genius. He would just, he would know how to put every part together. He would know how to, you know.
That's kind of how my little brother is.
Like, he doesn't need directions for building Legos. Like, he just.
Well, my dad's a, he has a PhD in computer engineering. So they really enjoy building things.
He's the next Tim. He's the next.
Honestly, yeah. He's just a mini.
Yeah, they think alike. They do the same thing. They're like clones, kind of, honestly.
Yeah.
He's making
too.
A little him.
Mini-me.
Quite literally.
Mini-me. Hey, if you want to know what he's going to look like, look at my son right here. That's what he's going
to
be.
Yeah. He wants to move to Japan.
What in the heck?
Yeah.
He wants to.
Really obsessed with it.
Is he obsessed with, like, moving to, like, countries and stuff, or, like...
Yeah, he does not like it here.
I want to see the world, but I...
He wants to get... Well, like, once he's done with high school, he wants to get out of here.
Where have you guys traveled?
Honestly, I've never been out of the U.S. before.
Yeah.
Really? My grandparents have. They've been to, like, Europe and all those
places. I don't even have a passport.
My mom's been to London. My dad's been to Spain. Hopefully that sometime I can go... But, like, I get very, like, kind of scared on planes.
I like planes.
I think the longest plane I think I've ever been on was, like... It was going to Florida. I think it was like almost 3 hours, which it was like 2 hours and 40 minutes. But being on a plane for 9 hours straight, I don't know how people can.
It's not that bad. You just have to have your routine.
Like, my brother's been to like Italy. He's been to Mexico.
Well, if you go to Florida, Cuba's not far.
Yeah.
Because like Key West, Florida is, you know, not far from Yeah, it's not far from Miami, but obviously, you know.
It's like 2 hours from Miami. An hour and a half.
What's in Miami? What do they have?
Bars and a lot of clubs.
I actually went there spring break.
You did?
Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale's like right by Miami.
I went to Tampa actually.
I went to
Orlando.
Really? My brother was there, and then we went and picked him up.
I went to SeaWorld.
I drove through Orlando. That was terrifying because we drove down there. Oh my god!
You ever been to Disneyland or what is it?
Yeah.
Disney World?
I've been
to Orlando Disney World.
I've been there too. I went there spring break of 2018.
I want to go there.
I decided on
SeaWorld better because I like dolphins.
Yeah,
I mess with dolphins.
One time
I was scuba diving and I was chased by a shark.
Oh man!
I like the orcas. You know orcas?
Yeah,
they're like the black and
the
white
black ones.
Yeah. Actually, for spring break, I drove to Arizona.
Yeah, you should hear the story that this guy drove to Arizona with his friend.
So, like, you know, have you ever watched Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
So, Albuquerque, they have, like, this Breaking Bad store, like, the official store. We went there, and then I saw the Breaking Bad house. Let me show you the picture. It's so tough. It's so insanely tough. So, like, I went there for, like, the Iowa State game, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I went...
What game was it, specifically?
Oh,
I don't remember.
I don't remember either, honestly. Like,
was that March Madness?
I don't know. It was
March
just March
Madness. Is it the Final Four yet? Who just won?
Ben, who
was
won?
It Illinois that is in the Final Four now? What? Who's the other one? Who else?
Ben knows. I don't know. Ben knows.
Else made it? Wait, let me Google this. I'm gonna talk about sports.
Ben knows.
I'm gonna talk about sports.
Maybe Ben, who was in the Elite Eight? Someone was there, right?
Maybe she should just be talking about you know what
okay.
instead of
so like
UConn and Michigan.
Wait! Do you not hear that?
Is that sports?
Do you hear that? He's watching something.
Are you actually watching something right now?
Take his phone. Look.
Let's continue back to traveling.
So March 1st, there was a big game that was happening in Arizona that I went to. It included Iowa State.
I actually have no idea what game it was. Am I right?
It was a big game.
Can you just say if I'm right or not? I don't know if
it was regular season.
Why?
It wasn't what you're thinking.
It was regular season?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went there March 1st. Well, I started on February 27th. I went there. What was I saying? Oh, Albuquerque. We saw the Chiefs Stadium, right?
Does that count?
I'm showing you the trip.
Okay, that doesn't count.
I'm showing you the trip. So we saw that, right? And then the Breaking Bad house was in... No, it's in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, I've never seen that.
So I went to Dorothy's house. We pulled up to Dorothy's house in, like, Kansas.
Oh, and... Okay, yeah.
Liberal, I think. Liberal, Kansas.
There's a place in Kansas called Liberal?
Yeah. Dang, Dorothy was just chilling. I was chilling with Dorothy.
Oh, sweet.
And then...
Let me see that. Let me see that.
Hold on. I gotta go back to it. I was chilling with Dorothy and Toto. And then the Breaking Bad house was the next day. We stopped in Liberal, Kansas. for the first day. And then we went to the Breaking Bad house. Let me see if I can get a cool picture for you. It was like, he was way too far away when he was looking me up. So like the Breaking Bad house, like Walter's house. And then we went through there, and then it was basically all desert from there. And then we made it to Tucson. I made it to my Airbnb. I made it to my Airbnb at like 10 p.m. And then we had like steak, potatoes, asparagus. We got a meal. And then we woke up, and then we went to the Tucson Mall. We walked around a little bit. I was low-key shopping. What? What?
He didn't say anything.
I gotta wrap it up here soon. So
I went to the mall, and then I went to the game. I went to like the desert place. Let me show you what it looked like. It was in Tucson.
How far is it from Tucson to Phoenix?
It was like an hour. I didn't go. I saw a bunch of cactus.
A lot of cactus.
A lot. And then I went to the game, and then we went back. But all in all, it was a 43-hour trip.
Dang.
That's how long I drove. I didn't even have anyone to tap
all
out
in
with.
All in all, I went 44. We drove to, what's it called? Fort Lauderdale. It was horrible.
Wait, you drove?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you flew on there.
So we knew friends that were also going down.
Mm.
They went down with their other friend, all drove down. The guy gets there, drops them off, and drives directly back.
He's like, I'm done. I'm tapped out. I'm out of here. What?
What? What are you talking about?
I'm out, bro.
I'm out, bro.
Yeah, quite literally. And so then I have to drive all of them back. And let's just say one of them doesn't have their license for an unknown reason.
That's what happened with you.
Yes,
happened with you. You had to drive.
My friend is 20 years old, and he doesn't have a license. He doesn't even have like a learner's permit.
Bro,
he doesn't have anything.
Bro has no interest in driving.
You get what I... oh, my gosh. Sorry, guys. We're having a behind-the-scenes moment.
What
the heck? Moment.
What?
Oh.
What is going on?
No, I understood that. I just didn't understand the last part.
Yeah, my bad. But, yeah, so one of the four people in the car couldn't drive, and then the other two are dating. So I got stuck in the front with just someone who was just sleeping, couldn't drive, completely useless. So I drove about halfway each way.
Dude, I drove the whole way.
Yeah, that sucks.
Like, and it was like...
But you guys stopped a lot. We drove nonstop.
It was like 11 hours each day that I drove.
Yeah, that sucks.
So you woke up in the morning...
And I started driving.
You at least stopped?
Yeah, we went to like... We stopped in like big cities on our stops.
Yeah.
On the way. Like, we didn't just drive straight through.
I just realized I never said what I do for... What I did for traveling. I've been to Scotland, England, Spain, Turks and Caicos.
Scotland. What the
hey? Jamaica.
He's been everywhere. Jamaica?
You say
I'm actually going to Turks and Caicos this winter.
You almost said
fall.
It.
And I'm going to Spain maybe this summer.
Dude,
my best friend lives in Spain.
What part of Spain?
Madrid.
Mm. She's literally been everywhere.
How far is Madrid?
Turks and Caicos?
Barcelona.
It would be like going out of the state.
Oh, dang. That's because my dad, I think he said he went to, I don't know if it was Madrid or Barcelona. This was a long time ago. He said he went there. I don't remember what part, but
it's beautiful.
I need to get my passport.
I love it there.
I'm going to Los Angeles for the Olympics 2028.
You know you don't.
What?
Oh,
no,
oh,
I didn't. I told you I was going there. No,
counts,
I told you I was
counts,
going there.
That counts. That counts. Okay, but that has nothing to do with your passport.
It's okay.
That has nothing
it's
to
okay.
do with
He's
your passport.
Though.
You don't need a passport to travel in country.
I want to get my passport so I can go to like first I want to go to I don't even know Mexico.
Yeah.
Mexico.
I have
Cancun.
Not been to Mexico.
I want to go to Cancun
or Canada. I want
to
go both.
I want to go to Canada. They sound so nice.
They do sound nice. Ilya Rosenov.
He's literally not even in the pod anymore. Is that not like another point? He's not even like listening to it.
Is that what you need to do?
No, I have. I gotta do.
That's what he needs to do.
I got.
He doesn't
got
have. He doesn't
do.
Have any excuse but that.
Really, you know that's fine. You did lose. Though.
We should play. We should play that with like when there's more people here.
Yeah.
What?
Imposter. When there's more people.
Oh well, we only have one more.
We can share mics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other things you guys want to?
Yeah, I think you should mention something else.
I'm done trying to get you to.
What are you watching?
What are you watching? Nothing? I think that counts.
I've already lost anyway, so.
What do you
actually
have right
here? He's only up to.
What is this?
You're only up to.
What's on your hoodie? Who is that?
Bro.
What? Is that PlayStation?
No, tell her what it is.
I actually have no idea.
Tell her.
It looks like.
Maybe when we're done here, like I can explain.
It looks like a claw. Like from Rocky.
I mean.
I don't understand. Or like Vecna.
Oh.
Vecna.
We need to get in this real quick. What are some of your favorite films?
I thought you literally just said kind of
Marvel.
Your favorite Marvel movie?
Every Marvel movie.
Iron Man.
Before
the
Iron
first
Man.
One?
The first
snap.
Iron Man.
I started watching them in order and I loved
the first
Man.
One was really good.
Dun,
yeah.
Dun.
Like when he's building it in the cave.
Tony.
Oh my gosh. I love Iron Man.
And what's her name? The one where she who's the guy that where he fights the guy at the end, his like assistant or something?
Huh?
No, who's the guy that turns bad in the movie, but he pretends to be like Tony's like friend or something in the movie? You know what I'm trying to talk about? He fights this guy at the very end of Iron Man. He fights him.
Ultron?
No, not Ultron. What's his
name? I'm not sure you're thinking of Iron Man.
He pretends to work for Tony in his company, and then he like
In the first Iron Man.
Yeah.
I can't remember what his name is.
I don't remember
that
guy's name.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He wasn't an assistant though. He was like a secondary owner, co-owner.
I don't know why Tony ever.
Like I low-key cried when Iron Man died.
I was bawling. I didn't like just low-key cry. I was like full on panic attack. Like what's going on right now?
He snapped.
Endgame.
He had the gauntlet and he snapped.
Oh, I thought that kills the other like Thanos and all of them.
It did,
but he killed himself. Like, he sacrificed
because,
himself.
Because, like, he didn't have enough physical power.
Like, Thanos has all the power.
Did that scene live?
So Thanos can just do it.
Like, he just gets a little scorched.
Are you a big Captain America fan? Or the first?
I love that man.
Yeah.
I like Black Panther.
Dude, have you seen when he's really skinny and he turns into,
like when he took the super serum?
The transformation of, what's his first name? What's Captain America's name in the movie?
Steve Rogers.
Yeah, Steve Rogers. The transformation.
Or like when he gets old.
Oh, man. Dude. I actually cried. That guy looked like Joe Biden, actually. I'm not going to lie.
I cried. It was him.
You think it was?
No, it was what's his actual name?
Chris Evans.
It was
like
Chris Evans
suit.
In an old suit.
Oh, I thought you meant
wasn't
it was
it?
Joe Biden.
Oh, no, it was not Joe Biden.
I thought you
Biden.
Said that, too. I thought you said it was Joe Biden.
Like,
I was like,
where is Joe Biden these days?
I don't know. Probably following the somewhere. But like every Marvel movie before Endgame was so peak. But now they're like they're falling off.
They just keep
I am excited
these random...
for Doomsday.
Yeah. I think Doomsday's gonna be good.
And I'm excited for the new Spider-Man. But
well,
I feel like they're just like off shooting so much.
Yeah. Who is the best Spider-Man out of all three? Tobey Maguire.
Tom Holland.
You think Tom is?
Tom Holland.
I no offense. I do not like Tom. I like Tobey the best.
You know, I'm giving you more strikes
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, give him like two.
Dang, that's harsh. Because I don't like...
You just got 5 strikes for that.
Oh, man.
No, Tom...
You like Tom the best?
Yes.
I think Toby's the best. Uncle Ben.
No, Tom's storyline is just so much better. And I do think I like it because it plays into Marvel.
Okay, who's the best Peter Parker?
Still Tom.
So you think he's the best Peter Parker and Spider-Man?
He's just the best everything.
He's the best...
Who is the second best?
They're both tied.
Wait, what's his
care.
Name?
Andrew Garfield and Tobey.
Andrew Maguire. Garfield.
Dang, second Tobey best. Hate is crazy.
He just
the
doesn't.
Tom hate is crazy.
He doesn't look like Peter Parker.
Have you seen the memes of him, Bowie Maguire?
He does not look like Peter.
The memes.
Oh my gosh.
Or like he'll play like Family Feud and stuff. Like it's just it's. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh my gosh.
Tom Holland.
Or the J. Jonah Jameson. Could you pay me in advance? He starts dying laughing.
Loki was a really good TV show.
Okay. Loki?
Yeah.
He needs to stay
like,
good.
Loki and WandaVision were good.
WandaVision was peak.
But then after that, they kept doing shows, and now it's just weird.
Have you watched What If?
No, I refuse to watch anymore. After I tried What was the one that I tried to watch?
Who's your favorite?
Oh. Do you know that dumb one with like 10 people in it? It like has 10. It was like really
Eternals?
Bad. Yeah. I hated that.
It was terrible.
That was the least. I couldn't even finish 10 minutes of it.
That's when I was like, okay, we're in a downfall.
We're past the good generation. Like once Iron Man snapped, that's when Marvel.
What is it? The MCU is over.
Yeah.
Did they change directors? Because I feel like they had.
I don't know.
It was the Russo brothers. It was the Russo brothers. I think they started directing from. I think it was. What was it? Was it Winter Soldier that the Russo brothers started directing? It might have been that, or it might have been Age of Ultron, where the Russo brothers, who actually went to Iowa for college, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I did not know that until I looked it up like a few years ago, but. I don't know. I know that the Russo brothers didn't direct all of them. They didn't direct the first Captain America. They didn't direct Iron Man. I think their first one might have been Age of Ultron, or might have been Civil War. Actually, I think that was the first.
Did you guys know that Ted Bundy's father worked at Iowa State, and Ted Bundy lived in Freddie Court?
Are you serious?
Really? No, I'm living in. Oh my gosh!
Wait. I think I know who Freddie Court is named after.
Oh.
You know who?
Who?
You know.
Who?
I'm not saying to say it. You know. you know who.
It's been named that for like a long, long time.
Oh, probably
time.
Since he was there in college. Who?
No, you longer. Know. Like, it was called Frederickson Court when Bundy was there.
Maybe he was named after.
It's named after his, Bundy.
His dad just said, hey, what's a good name to name our kid? Frederick. That's actually his real name, actually. Frederick.
That's crazy.
You know, I'm not even an accountant anymore.
He got too many.
You know, Ben really
Once he started hanging on Tom, that's when
he cannot not talk about sports.
What?
You're cut off.
All right. I think I've said my stuff. Do you have anything else to talk about, man?
What were we just talking about?
Marvel. Our favorite movies. And I'll give you.
I'm just excited spring now.
Dude, yeah. It's crazy.
It's getting
fast.
Warmer outside.
Not, except for yesterday. It was poor.
Yesterday was terrible.
It's going to keep raining. So.
But I enjoyed the rain. Do you guys like the rain?
The rain unless it's like an all-day thing.
I like the rain unless I'm outside in it.
If I have to do something I was trying to take pictures and it was literally just started downpouring on
Okay, it's going to bad, right? Like, let's say our grass is like Roy Brown and stuff and then you need...
The grass has been so green because of the rain, though.
But we've had like... I think we're in like a... They were in like a drought or something. In like somewhere in Iowa, so like, I mean it's good. It's good, but like when is that like nighttime and I'm hearing the rain? That's like peak. That's peak nighttime right there. Yeah. That's peak sleep. Like, I get the best sleep when I'm raining.
And I'm tapped out. I think I had anything else to.
That's about all I had left to say. I just wanted to be warmer outside.
Yeah.
ASAP.
Hopefully, crossing fingers that.
Yeah.
You guys stay. One last thing. Are you guys taking? I know you're not taking. Nah. Are you taking summer classes here?
I don't know yet.
I might. I might try to get my photography certificate. I only need like one more class. So
nice.
I might.
But, I don't think I will.
I definitely am. I had a. I had to get my account stuff situated yesterday.
Did you get it?
Yeah, got it. So now I'll be able to register for summer classes. So
What was it? Did they tell you the problem?
Yeah, but I don't really want to. Oh. Talk about it. That's kind of not something I need to bring up.
No, I just wanted to know because
we need air.
Yeah, they didn't email you back, so like I wondered if it was like they were just hating on you for no reason.
Bro, there's no point in putting an email in there. They're not going to email people back. I just don't understand that. But yeah, it's just that's all I got for us. I could be here all day, honestly, if I could. But
if you were talking about
the word,
the word that I should not say. But thank you for coming on this.
Thank you for hosting us, Sam.
Yeah,
we discuss a lot of great things. So
a lot of TV shows.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. But thank you for coming on, and hopefully that Monday we can do this thing that we were hoping to what is it called
imposter.
Yeah, hopefully everybody shows up.
Hopefully everyone's here.
Yeah, including he's gone, but
put him on the milk cartons. He's lost.
Put him on the milk cartons, bruh. Put him on
missing kid.
Whatever happened to James?
That's we need to have like a
YouTube video.
That's a good
Ben
end
and Jane and explain.
That's a
whatever
what happened,
happened
to James?
You ever see those like those people that say like whatever happened to this certain
James?
Wait, what is that him? You saw him?
No, that's not him.
Yes.
gosh.
Right there. Sorry, we just saw someone outside and we were like, what if that's James right there?
He showed up.
He's here.
He came out of the, you know what?
He popped off the golf cart.
Jaden, as always, it's a pleasure talking with you, man. And I good to be talking with you today, man. We talked about a lot of great stuff, and it was a good episode today.
Sometimes you just be rambling to them.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah. Instead of me and Jaden just ranting about...
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Jaden, for joining me today.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Always.
Makeup,
always
birthdays. A pleasure.
You're always welcome on anytime. So
Ames, not saying sports.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I had a great time. And you're welcome back on anytime. So thank you so much for coming on. And Jaden, it's time to promote the socials.
You can do it.
All right, guys. This is the Campus Chronicle signing out. You can see us at campuschroniclenews.com. Instagram, TikTok, and X is at the DMAC Chronicle. Find us on iTunes or Spotify under the Campus Chronicle podcast. And if you want to join us, find us in Building 5, Room 1136. We would love to have you. We just got something.
I don't know.
Wesley,
he just dropped us a package.
Thank you, Wesley.
Oh my gosh, he got Bevs too.
Hey.
Okay, that's it.
Yep. You got. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Until next time.
Till next time, guys.
Next time.
Wesley.